We're starting off the week with green on the screen. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. Extraordinary genetics helping you maximize yield on every acre. Learn more at BexHybrids.com. I'm Dustin Huffman. Corn futures are trading right now about 1 to 2 cents higher on the overnight. Soybeans, 16 to 20 cents higher here on the overnight. We'll take a look at those numbers in more detail in just a moment. Corn, soybean, and wheat markets all fell on Friday and ended the week lower. Traders concluded the week by fading the upcoming USDA supply and demand and WASDE estimates, which are scheduled to be released on Tuesday. Analysts expected big corn yields and higher ending stocks for corn and soybeans, according to pre-report estimates. The bearish pre-report thoughts, combined with nearly ideal crop weather so far this month, make rallies hard to find. For instance, corn traded higher to start Friday morning, only to turn lower. Corn demand is strong, but the bearish sentiment across all three farm markets has proven to be stronger. The Dow right now is trading up 90 points. European markets are mixed. Asian markets are trading higher here. On the livestock side of things, cattle futures took a beating on Friday as cash trade triggered liquidation. The market was poised to fall on any negative news, and the Friday was the day. Hogs withstood the negativity of the cattle market as traders held their position into the weekend. Cattle futures look to be steady to lower today. Hogs look to be higher across the board. We'll take a look at the numbers next.
Every farmer has their reason for why they do what they do. For Bex, it's faith, family, and farming. Since 1937, the Beck family and family of employees have been committed to honoring God and helping farmers succeed. Farming is full of extremes, and we face the challenges with hard work and steadfast determination, delivering quality line of products backed by legendary customer service. We look forward to standing by your side, supporting you as you live out the life you were meant to live. Bex, when it comes to farming, we believe in something more. To learn more, visit BexHybrids.com.
On the overnight, September corn up 2.5 at 385 and a quarter. December new crop up 2.5 at 408 even. September beans up 23 cents at 990 and 3 quarters. November up 22 and 3 quarters at 1010 and a quarter. Soybean meal up $3.40 at 280 even. Soy oil up 96 cents at 5367. Chicago wheat is up 2 cents at 516 and a half. Kansas winter wheat down 3 quarters of a cent at 517 and a half. Spring wheat in Kansas 4.5 higher at 517 and a half. Minneapolis spring wheat up 3.75 at 580 and a half. Oats trading 6.25 higher at 339 and a quarter. That's a check of your overnight trade on Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.